It just backs up. It don't run. It backs up and runs your crop.
Mm-hmm.
Overflow land.
Do you have any swamps around here?
No, we sure ain't. Not around here. We ain't, this is one thing we ain't bothered, you see.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get drowned out or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Where would you find those?
Well, it's a lot down there where they live. They have a lot of that down in there in Louisiana, but around here we don't. I imagine eastern Oklahoma, what they do is, it rains a lot more in eastern Oklahoma. It's a lot like Louisiana. They have a lot of swamp land. You get down in eastern Oklahoma, now you need to have that put up with.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them have cattle. They don't have much of a farm country.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the streams around here?
Well, we've got the Cimarron River and the North and South Canadian. Them's the closest rivers we got here. See, the Cimarron's only about 3 miles from here.
Do you have any creeks?
Yeah, we've got a lot of creeks or drains that morph into this Cimarron River.
Uh-huh.
See, I've got a creek about a mile that don't bother nobody. You know those little bridges you go over?
No, I don't think I even noticed.
Well, it's two of them here to Fairview. And it drains all these hills out west of us. It drains that water in the Cimarron River.
Hmm. What are the names of some of these creeks?
Well, let's see. Mo, you know what they name this little creek right here by Alfred Frank? It's got a name, but I forgot what it is. They named it this last few years. It's got a name on the bridge, ain't it?
Well, it's there
enough.
Many times it's not
mobile. Yeah, they named it in the last few years, but we just call it our creek, you know. Drains the water off the Cimarron. But I don't know. It's got a name, and I forgot what the name of it is. Well, and we see it on that bridge, and we go back and forth down.
I didn't notice the bridge.
Well, it's a little bit, just when you turn this and go on the highway, and you'll notice it, and you go down, it's got a name on it.
What flows into a creek?
Well, it's just like them hills. They drain off, you know, they've got gullies, and they just go through them gullies, and then they find it just all running, and then that creek just gets up high, you know. Mm-hmm. And then big old flood and rain, they surely come down them gullies.
Mm-hmm. How about a place where your soil washes out of your field?
Well, that's rolling ground. Uh-huh. As we call it, rolling ground, and washes your good soil away.
Uh-huh.
You get out west fair, and they wash the good soil away.
That's those great big.
Yeah. Yeah, gullies, you know, and that rolling land, you know. Man, it really hurts your land, too.
Mm-hmm.
That tears a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a creek bed where there's no water?
You mean a creek without water?
Yeah, maybe it's slowed down in a gully.
Well, we'd call that a place where the water drains off. Now it just drains off and then that's the end of it, you know. Just drain there. If the water drains off, you know, but it don't stand there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you mean, just drains off, and when it drained off, it's done, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have a lot of that around.
Do you have any boats around here, little boats with oars?
No, I tell you, this Canton Lake, they got a lot of motor boats down there. Oh man, you go down there on Sunday afternoon, you cannot find a place to stop your car.
Mm-hmm.
And fishing, and they have boat races, you know. That's quite a place, that Canton Lake is. That's just 18, 20 miles from here.
Mm-hmm.
And man, that's a good place to spend Sunday afternoons if you like to see them boat riding or have boat races.
Uh-huh.
And fishing and all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess they come from all around.
Oh, they come from the people of Oklahoma City. Got the trail houses. They're stationed down there. And eating. And they go down the weekend and stay there. They stay and live down there on weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And they come from other states even there. Oh, you'd be surprised you go down there.
Mm-hmm.
What that consists of, that Canton Lake down there.
My barber was over there this weekend. He likes it.
There's people. The rich people got money. They go down there and they got them. Outfits in the campings the weekends down and live down there, and they got places anymore where you can go in there where it's warm and fish and just stay fish on the inside, just fish right out there.
Is that right?
Oh, they've got things cooked down there.